Hey, welcome to Grit and Gratitude. This is a podcast where you are given the space to be able to rise. Listen, I know you've been going through it. Life has used trauma, loss, and grief to throw curveballs and to knock the wind out of you. But the fog is lifting, and you're desiring to see beautiful again. I get it, because I was there too. And let me tell you, you do not have to have this all figured out. You don't need to know 10 steps ahead. You just need the next step. And this is where I come in. My name's Jerrica, but you can call me Jer or Jay. I'm no stranger to grief, but through my own healing journey, I've been able to rise out of the ashes, and now I want to help you do the same. Here on this podcast, we'll talk all about grit and the gratitude needed to rise up and fully embody the woman you are destined to be. Girl, I know you can't change your past, but you can change the trajectory of your future. If you're ready to go all in, redeem the time that you have here, and build a legacy worth leaving behind, then grab my hand, girlfriend, and come with me. We're gonna have some real, raw, honest conversations. We've got work to do, girl. So let's go. It's time to rise. Hey girl, welcome back to the show. Before we dive into today's episode, I do just want to remind you to go ahead and jump on the waitlist for my brand new book that's coming out, all about navigating grief in real time. So you can check out the link in the show notes for more information. But I wanted to make sure that you knew that the book is coming out very soon. And the only way to get a personalized signed copy and some extra goodies from me is to jump on the pre-order waitlist so that you can have those things. Because once the book goes live on Amazon and other shopping things like that, this offer won't be available anymore. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes to get on that list. All right, today I want to talk about three things that are holding you back from the life that you desire to live. And you probably already know these three things, but we're just going to talk about it today, all right? So the first thing that's holding you back from the life that you desire to live is perfectionism. Raise your hand if you have been a victim of perfectionism. I would raise my hands, but currently I'm holding Jax as he's sleeping because mom life and boss girl, boss women, entrepreneurship, they clash a lot. So I can't raise my hand, but if I could, I would be raising it. I have fallen victim to perfectionism, and I'm sure that you have also fallen victim to perfectionism. Perfectionism, it stops us from being able to see the bigger picture and the whole picture. We get so caught up in one little detail, right? And that's usually where it comes from. And it's like, oh, well, I really want to, you know, do this big goal thing, but I don't have a website and I don't have photos and I don't know how to make videos and I can't do TikToks and, you know, I don't have any money and and we make all these excuses, right? Or we never like do the thing that we want to do because it's not perfect yet. And I'll give you a real life example just with this podcast. I sat on the desire to start a podcast for well over a year because I was caught up in the fact that I didn't know how to do a podcast. I didn't know how to record episodes. I didn't know how to edit them. I didn't know where you upload them and how you get them to show up on your phone. And I didn't know any of that. And even when I started, I was afraid to really kind of share it because it wasn't good. It was really choppy and, you know, all the things. It was not perfect. And your first time around in anything that you do, it's not going to be perfect. But you got to do it. So perfectionism is holding you back. How's perfectionism holding you back right now? Maybe for you, you've had other business endeavors and they've failed and you've made mistakes. And so now you are just frozen and you don't want to act on that desire on your heart because of the mistakes that you've made in the past. Maybe you launched something and it was not good and, you know, not that many people bought it and the people that did weren't really impressed and you made mistakes. And so now you're stuck in this mindset of perfectionism. Maybe you won't go to the gym because you think that everybody at the gym is leaps and bounds ahead of you and you're afraid to get on the treadmill or to lift weights or to try to do something that you've never done before because you're going to make mistakes and you're not going to be perfect at it. So how is perfectionism holding you back from the life that you desire? If you desire to be the best version of yourself, the healthiest version of yourself, you know, then you have to start doing things that help you be healthy and be well, right? Another thing that is stopping you, getting in the way of you living the life that you desire and holding you back, is waiting to be invited. Now, girlfriend, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. 9 times out of 10, this doesn't affect me. Every once in a while, this will still get me. But I'm pretty good at not waiting for the invitation and just building the thing myself and doing it the way I want to do it. But maybe for you, that's not where you're at. Maybe for you, you're waiting to be invited to the table. You're waiting to be invited into that mom's group or into that book club or into that Pilates class. I'm going to tell you this. Create the thing that you wish existed. Okay, so create the event, create the journal, create the business or the service, and be intentional about making connections. Don't wait to be invited. Are there some girls that you would love to have a cup of coffee with? Invite them to coffee. Don't wait to be invited. Is there a yoga class that you want to join? Or is there a baking class that you want to get in on? Is there a group of moms that you want to be a part of? Don't wait to be invited. Put yourself in the game, girlfriend. Okay? Don't wait to be invited. Waiting to be invited is holding you back from the life that you desire to live. The third thing, now this one I struggle with, the third thing that's holding you back is you're working hard, but you're not promoting yourself. Oh, this is like that cuts deep. It's like a trigger for me. And if you're in the entrepreneurial space, you will feel me on this, right? So you're spending all this time creating all of these beautiful things, the courses, the services, the marketing, the social media posts, the TikToks, the reels, the podcast episodes. You're putting in all of this work, creating all of this beautiful content, but then you're not promoting yourself because you're scared that it's not perfect, right? So it goes back to number one. You're not promoting yourself because you're fearing perfectionism. You're not promoting your hard work and all the effort that you're putting in because you're afraid that you might be rejected right? So this is number two, not being invited. You're afraid that, you know, if you put this out there, people aren't going to like it, or people might actually hate it, or people might not like you because of what you're doing and the stance that you're taking on certain things or the content that you're creating, right? You're putting yourself out there and you're afraid of not being accepted, not being invited to the table, not being invited to the event. And so you're just not promoting it. Girl, and I am guilty of this 10 times over, creating beautiful things, spending hours writing books, writing blog posts, doing podcast episodes. We're over 120 episodes in on this podcast, and I still have trouble promoting this podcast because I feel like it's not good enough. I feel like, you know, it's not perfect. I feel like I have so much still left to learn. And I feel sometimes that imposter syndrome of like, who am I that someone would listen to this podcast? But it's not true, because girl, here you are listening to this podcast. So I too struggle with this, and I too need to be intentional about sharing all of the beautiful things that I am creating, because I'm pouring my heart and soul into these things, and I deserve to share them and to promote them. And so do you, girl. If you are putting in the work, if you are doing all of these things, if you are taking the steps necessary to live a more healthy life, if you're training for a half marathon and nobody knows that you're training for that half marathon, girl, you better start sharing that you are training for a half marathon. That example just popped into my head, but I know that there's one person in particular that I'm thinking about right now as I said that she's training for a half marathon. She signed up for the race, and I am willing to bet that there are not a lot of people that know that she's actually going to do that. And so if you don't tell people the things that you're working on, if you don't loop people in to your goals and into your plan, into your intentions, then how can they support you? And I'm talking to myself here just as much as I'm talking to you. If I'm doing all of this work behind the scenes, if I'm showing up consistently and putting in the work, why am I not sharing it? Why am I not sharing it more with the people that I'm creating all of these things for? So we've got to get better at that. So just a quick recap, the three things that are holding you back from living the life that you desire to live, the three things holding you back from building a business that you love, if you are an entrepreneur girl listening to this, three things that are holding you back: perfectionism, waiting to be invited, and working hard but not promoting yourself. So let's go back to our phrase for 2023. We're not doing this anymore, right? Let's take today as drawing a line in the sand and saying, all right, I desire to live the life that I know I am destined to live. And so I'm going to let go of perfectionism, and I'm not going to wait to be invited. And I'm going to share and promote the things that I'm working hard on, because they deserve to have light shed on them and to be shared with the people for whom they were created. Okay, so that's what I have for you today. As always, I would love to hear your feedback. If you got anything from this episode, would you do me a favor and send it to a girlfriend right now? Send it to her and say, I feel like you needed this message today. I felt so called out listening to this, and now I want you to feel called out and called up too. Because let's not just call each other out. I don't ever want this to be where you think I'm just calling you out and I'm just preaching at you. I want to call us out us collectively and also call us up and step up, okay? So I'm calling us out, but I'm calling us up to step up into the woman that we know we are destined to be. All right, girlfriend, we'll talk soon. Girl, I am really freaking grateful that you tuned in to today's episode. I value you, your time, and your feedback. So if you resonated with today's show, please take a screenshot and tag me on social, and I will personally thank you for helping me spread this message. Your support means the world to me. Until next time, live with intention and lead with gratitude. I'm in your corner, always cheering you on.